Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak on ChicagoBears.com, and welcome to the Chicago Bears Network studios at Hallis Hall and this week's Keys to the Game. Certainly not talking about a game at the bye week, but we'll look at the second half keys to the game. ChicagoBears.com presents Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy. Now let's start on offense. Maintain expectations. Now, this is about the big picture. It's really not about the quarterback right now. It's about the development of the Bears offense. Jay Cutler will miss at least 4 weeks with his torn groin, and Josh McCown starts against the Green Bay Packers on November 4th. McCown takes over with confidence. Confidence in the fact that he's got an offensive line that has allowed just 11 sacks this year, and big-time weapons out of the backfield and on the edge of the perimeter. Alshon Jeffrey has turned into a difference maker paired with Brandon Marshall. Their ability to catch and in the open field make plays after the catch is huge. And so are Matt Forte and Martellus Bennett. All that together adds up to a team on a path that right now has a chance to be the highest scoring team in Bears history. Overall, number two in the NFL in that regard. The offensive line continues to make progress every day, and the more they rep together, the better they are going to become. Offensive coordinator Aaron Cromer, an offensive line coach, would like to see a better job in the second half of the season on blitz pickup. But overall, this offense just has to keep growing, and they'll do so with Josh McCown running this team. They are fourth in yards per play and highly ranked in yards per pass attempt so far this season. Over to defense. Execution. That's the key word. Execution has to be the theme for the rest of the season. Every rep, every post-practice walkthrough, every meeting, everything that needs to be done has got to be all about execution. The results defensively in terms of yards allowed and points are certainly not what the Bears have become used to or want. But this system does work. It's the commitment to the execution, the footwork, the hand placement, the routes to the ball, the angles to the ball, the sure tackling that's going to make a difference in the second half of the season. After watching Jonathan Bostic in his pro debut as a starter at middle linebacker in Washington, he showed me a lot. He flashed as the game went on, and he has the instincts to play that position. Now, with Lance Briggs gone for at least 6 weeks with his shoulder injury, there's going to be more put on the shoulders of that rookie linebacker and veteran James Anderson. But the challenge is not too big for these individuals to handle. Stopping the big plays on the back end, getting better pass pressure, certainly two necessary goals for the second half of the season. The magic of Devin Hester is back. He took off for his 19th return touchdown on the punt return in Washington, and more explosive plays like that, both in the punt game and the return game and the coverage game, will be big for the Bears in the second half. Creating those long fields for the opponent, that comes from both Robbie Gould's leg, Adam Podlish's punts, and the coverage units, and then creating more consistency on the return game, both in returns on kickoffs and in punts, is going to be a big asset for this team week in and week out. You know what? On special teams for the rest of this season, it can't be just a tie against an opponent. They got to make it a win against an opponent every week, and that's hard to do. There's a lot of pressure on these guys that have a very difficult job with a bunch of new guys coming in and out each and every week because of injuries. But special team players got to have to be special, and they'll grow into significant roles on all the different jobs they're asked to do on Joe DiCamillo's special team. Intangibles. It's a hard one to come up with in terms of a second half, but if you want to make it simple, stars play like stars and rookies play like veterans. There are a lot of young players on this Bears roster and a lot of young players being asked to make plays. And because of the attrition common in the NFL with injuries, many are being asked to play like veterans right now. And when that happens, nobody knows. They just have to be ready to go. You look at guys like Landon Cohen, and David Bass, and Kasim Green, and Marquise Wilson, and Michael Ford, and Cornelius Washington. All these guys at some point are going to be called on, and when your time comes, you got to be ready. Like the guys up front of the offensive line have been. Guys like Jordan Mills and Kyle Long have really done an outstanding job on the right side of the Bears offensive line. Others have stepped up and stepped into key roles for this Bears team. At right now, a 4-3 team, they still maintain playoff hopes and championship dreams despite the loss of key figures Jay Cutler and Lance Briggs, not to mention Henry Melton and Nate Collins on the defensive line. Still a lot to play for in this season. The Bears are in a position right now to turn around a streak of 3 losses in 4 games, and it all starts and ends with the work they put in. That's going to do it for this week's Keys to the Second Half. No game to get ready for, but we'll be back with you getting ready for the Green Bay Packers and the trip to Lambeau Field on a Monday night on November 4th. Thanks for watching here on ChicagoBears.com.
ChicagoBears.com presents Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.